KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police have arrested a matric pupil on a charge of attempted murder. The student was taken in following a stabbing incident outside a school in Meerbank, south of Durban, yesterday. A fellow pupil was left severely wounded. KZN police spokesperson Robert Nechuenda says the teen's school bag was stolen during the attack. He says the suspect is also facing a robbery charge.
Police in Wentworth have arrested a 17-year-old suspect. He allegedly attacked a 15-year-old boy and stabbed him multiple times. The victim was taken to hospital for treatment.
As we mark World Diabetes Day, a health expert has painted a grim picture of the growing prevalence of diabetes in South Africa.
Diabetes is a fast-growing disease in our country. It is not getting better. It's getting worse. I don't even want to use the term epidemic. It's like we've got a pandemic of diabetes-related or sugar-related diseases in South Africa.
A new study by the Lancet Journal has shown that the global rate of diabetes in adults has doubled over the past three decades, with the biggest rises reported in developing countries. Recent projections suggest that by 2045, one in eight South African adults will be living with the condition. Dr. Angelique Kutsia has advised people to control their eating habits.
It's a healthy diet. You need to emphasize in low sugar, high fiber food. Look at balanced meals. You don't need to buy expensive food, but it should be high fiber. It should be low in sugar. If you can just at least 30 minutes of walking each day, that would help as well. Look at your weight management. Look at your medication. If we put you on medication, try to take them and then monitor your blood glucose level.
Asafa believes the case against President Danny Jordaan is being driven by disgruntled former employees. The football boss and two others are facing fraud and theft charges linked to irregular contracts to the tune of 1.3 million rand. Jordaan's denied the accusations. A Joburg court yesterday granted the trio bail of 20,000 rand each. SAFA's legal representative, Lesedi Mpahlele, believes Jordaan's being targeted in a smear campaign.
If you look at the list of witnesses provided by the state, you go through the list of all 19 names and it's all former disgruntled members of SAFA who have been part of a smear campaign trying to change the current leadership of SAFA for years now, and they haven't succeeded and they won't succeed this summer.
And Donald Trump's Republican Party looks like it'll retain the U.S. House of Representatives, meaning all levers of power in Washington fall under his control, having also won the Senate. The incoming president has met Joe Biden at the White House. They shook hands and promised a smooth transition of power between now and January. Trump's confirmed Marco Rubio as his choice for Secretary of State, describing him as a fearless warrior. Rubio would become America's top diplomat, which he says is a huge honor.
The president would place his confidence in me in a position of such importance. It's also a tremendous responsibility, and the job of the Secretary of State is to execute on the foreign policy set by the elected President of the United States, and I hope to have the opportunity to do it.
Trump's nominations will need to be confirmed by the Senate next year. Got 21 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 16, Richards Bay 23. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Lord Sebastian Coe says he will protect women's sports if he becomes the IOC president. Alex Zverev, he's made it 2 from 2 in the ATP Tour Finals. And Tilak leads India to victory in the 30-20 in Centurion.